So here's the promise Waterfund supporters have made. If voters agree to move $2 billion from the state's rainy day savings account to the Texas Water Development Board, the board will invest it and turn it into $27 billion in financing for new reservoirs, desalination plants, and other water projects. But the Water Board's former executive administrator, Melanie Callahan, doesn't believe the money will stretch that far.
I think it will definitely provide some funding for state water plan projects. I do not think, after looking at the model, that it will actually get the full amount, the $27 billion they keep talking about.
Callahan is a certified public accountant who worked at the Water Board for 12 years. She was the chief executive for her last 2 years before the legislature reorganized the agency and eliminated her position. Callahan says the kinds of financing planned could eventually lead to the fund running dry.
If parts of it is used to pay debt service, meaning it gets paid to Wall Street for bonds, that money's not coming back. It's gone. It's been paid. Also, I think there may be some issues on how much interest is going to be allowed to be earned on the $2 billion simply because of IRS regulations regarding tax-exempt bonds.
I totally disagree.
That's Representative Alan Ritter, the Nederland Republican who sponsored the Water Fund legislation.
We modeled over 1,000 different strategies, so we know that it can work.
He says Callahan's concerns are just wrong. Ritter's also taking issue with claims raised by GOP gubernatorial candidate Tom Paukin. Paukin believes the reorganization of the Water Board under Ritter's legislation could lead to favoritism when board members decide which water projects receive the money.
I'll vote for it because of our severe water problems, but I don't like this three-member commission, full-time commission.
The previous board included six part-time members who worked with Callahan. Paukin says the three new full-timers, appointed by Governor Perry, just don't represent the entire state, and he says some don't understand water.
There's only one person who has any water experience. There's no representation for farmers and ranchers or West Texas. I would make sure that all three members are very knowledgeable about the water issue, which is extraordinarily complicated.
Personally, I think that's all hogwash. Carlos Rubenstein's got more knowledge in water than probably anybody in the state of Texas.
Rubenstein is the new Water Board chairman who worked with the state's environmental agency, the TCEQ. Ritter says another board member is an accountant who owns an oil and gas business. The third is an attorney who worked with the Brazos River Authority. Beyond that, Ritter says the part-time board just didn't have the capacity to work with local water districts and cities that want to develop their water supplies. So, Ritter says, a full-time board is needed. Ritter, a 16-year legislative veteran who isn't running again, says developing new water supplies for this thirsty state is crucial.
I believe this is the most important issue facing us today.
Critics of Proposition 6 may agree with that. They just don't think this measure will deliver as promised. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.